I want you to imagine entering a room and capturing the attention of the group just by the sound of your speaking voice. Imagine landing that coveted job or winning that contract just by the sound of your speaking voice. Imagine standing at the lectern, captivating your audience just by the sound of your speaking voice. Hello, this is Nancy Daniels, and yes, I am the voice lady. The purpose of this audio presentation is to explain to you what is involved in good voice training, what to look for in good voice training, and how it can improve your life both professionally and personally. More than likely, you are searching the internet and it can be confusing. You may be soft-spoken and you would like to know how to increase your volume properly. On the other hand, you may be too loud and your shrill tone is turning people off. Possibly you are nasal and you would like to get rid of that whiny nasal sound. Perhaps nervousness is keeping you from making that all-important presentation. Or maybe you are breathless in public speaking, or your voice quivers, or your pitch goes up, and you go faster and faster and faster. You may be suffering from chronic hoarseness or sore throats, and you're not sick, or possibly even loss of voice by the end of the day. Perhaps you've heard your voice on your voicemail just one too many times, and you would like to improve the sound of your voice. What I want you to recognize in your search is that those of us who truly understand the voice are going to teach you first and foremost to find your real voice. We have five cavities in the body in which the voice vibrates: the chest, the throat, the voice box itself, the mouth, and the nose. The problem for the majority of the population is that they're using only four of those cavities: the throat, the voice box, the mouth, and the nose. The one that is missing is the chest. If you look at those other four cavities in total, they don't compare in size to that of the chest cavity. Once you are able to power or amplify your voice with the addition of your chest cavity, you will discover a richer, warmer, resonant speaking voice. Those who know how to power their voice properly sound like George Clooney, Cher, Vin Diesel, and Kathleen Turner. Therefore, your first step in your search is to look for those who understand this basic fundamental principle. Because once you add your chest to the picture, the problems, the bad characteristics are gone. Now, there are three what I call complications that do need additional work: mumbling, which is more common in men, lockjaw, which is more common in women, and nasality, which is most common in Brooklyn. In my Voicing It DVDs, I cover those three complications before working on voice placement. So it is important to understand that if you are looking for a specific exercise or tip to solve your problem, you are looking in the wrong direction. Place your voice properly and your problems are solved. Even slight nasality, which is common in certain pockets of the United States and Canada, for example Detroit, Michigan, and Mississauga, Ontario, may be eliminated just by placing your voice in your chest. Now, once you find your real voice, you're probably going to discover that the pitch of the voice will drop. Pitch refers to the highness or lowness of sound. I'm not talking about volume here. And once you find your optimum pitch or optimum range, you will discover a richer, warmer, resonant sound. The problem for many women, for example, is that their pitch is too high and they sound too young. Now, admittedly, I would love to look younger, but I don't want to sound young, nor do I want to sound old. Good voice training means that you will discover a voice that is ageless. If you haven't seen my photo, then you don't know my age. I could be 25 with this voice, but I could also be 65. Another interesting benefit of my training is that you will find your voice improving with age, so that when I'm 85, I may look it, but I will never sound like an old lady. When I was in graduate school studying music composition, my singing professor showed me where my real voice was, and that day changed the direction of my life and also the direction of my career as well. And I'm going to show you the difference. If I lift the pitch of my voice outside of my optimum range, my voice sounds thinner, younger. It doesn't have that rich, warm, resonant sound. After graduate school, I moved to New York City and I got the jobs I wanted by the sound of my speaking voice. I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. Not only did I get the jobs I wanted, but I got job offers from companies that I wasn't pursuing. Without a doubt, my voice was my strongest asset. It exuded confidence and maturity. Now let me ask you, is your voice an asset or is it a liability? There are so many benefits of good voice training that have nothing to do with the voice, the most important of which is the control of nervousness in any form of public speaking. Notice I said control of and not elimination of nervousness. Nervousness is excellent. It's that extra spurt of adrenaline that can truly make your presentation dynamic, exhilarating. So the answer is not to eliminate your nervousness, but to learn how to control it so that it can work for you and not against you. Looking back at the thousands of people with whom I've worked, I can tell you that the majority of women that I've met complain to me of a sore neck and pain in their shoulders by the end of the day. Once you allow your chest to do your talking, that will end, because allowing your chest to power and amplify your voice takes the pressure off your throat, off of your vocal cords, thereby eliminating excessive wear and tear. But it also allows you to control the stress in your life and in some cases to eliminate it. You will be amazed at how your life can change just by placing your voice properly. There are a number of men's websites that discuss the best means of attracting women, and I have discovered that many of these sites are talking about me and voicing it. Now, admittedly, I never considered single men as a target market for my business, but these young men have discovered something that I've known for years. A dynamic speaking voice that exudes confidence and maturity can be just as attractive as one's face or figure. One young man calls me the real deal and says, I don't load you down with excessive exercises. Instead, I show you how to find your real voice and then tell you to go use it. And that, incidentally, is your homework. Setting aside time to practice your new or your real voice is not the answer. Using your new voice every time you open your mouth to speak is your homework. And that is the best way to make your new voice a habit. Another young man said that within 2 hours of using my DVDs, he was a new man, a changed man, and he was amazed at the reaction he was getting from other people. There is no doubt that with my techniques, you will sound better, you will look better, and you most definitely will feel better about yourself. And if you feel good about yourself, you will present a more dynamic, a more confident self-image. Some years ago, I heard an interview between Barbara Walters and Kathleen Turner. And Barbara Walters was gushing over Kathleen Turner's voice. She said, that voice, that low, wonderful voice. And Kathleen Turner said, I don't understand. A woman will spend thousands of dollars on an outfit. Her hair and her makeup will be perfect. And then she'll talk in a voice like this. She further added, why doesn't she take some voice training lessons, for crying out loud? Because the power of the voice is exciting as heck. And personally, I couldn't agree more. In closing, I would like to thank you for your attention and suggest that if you haven't seen Craig, under Before and After on my website, listen to this young man. Craig came to me because he wanted to become a policeman. He had taken every course conceivable in order to be accepted into the academy. When he took my course, his father told him that it was a waste of time and money. But after the voice change, his father said, that's the best investment you've ever made. I'll let you be the judge of that. This is Nancy Daniels, and yes, I am the Voice Lady.